I think you're all right.
Yeah, all right. All right, that's okay. Could you give me the, read the English word and then read the Indian word on there too, or tell me what the Indian?
X is Chilla Mil, Cha'ay, the Adam, Christ, Awake, and is and this and to me kawe and females folk sakata suck ashes is tefto up a mean arrow. And chamakin Shoah, an arm. This should approach. Apple salt, an apple tree, an apple. Appaloosis, a marmon. Antelope's star. Shoahia, and and could call a creation. All it was spent. It's really wheeled alive. Yes, all this. But everything's right, I think.
Looks pretty good. There's a couple of pages of them there too, Mr. Sam. If you could give me a few more pages. Yeah,
right. School. Barely is hurrying, boring, and this pin. Quatoned big bird general. Now Peter is he tough, and Peter root is fat. Black is why black bears is Maxlo. Now blood is in the hole, blind in a machine, bleed is bleed. Blanket is system. Yeah, how is it you? Baby's all held, back is intermission, back bonus as in Aschim, bad is day, badger, if we hooch, bark, you'll have. Basket is in some tucks. And and basket berry yamhwe. And basket cradle muck nakol. And the psalm, like a bear, Christy, some of the age. Blue jay squas quit, station, scratch, storm, lapote, squinch, hotel. Et je crois que ça peine. Mais là, on a fait ça. Voilà. Now break into a still house. Break his pieces of still to leap and break his mouth and breakfast is squelched. Press the throat is scam. Press. Scab, pressed stone, scab, scab, and the braided full parish, brook mouth, brother, sister, history is all right.
Okay.
So me.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. That's very good. Well, what they're this guy getting the Spokane language down, written down, and we've been talking about trying to work up a project to teach the one of the classes this. Maybe speak a little bit of the language.
I remember Margaret Sherry, she asked me for the name of the month on my language from January up to December. And she put it down, she must be all the names, you know, 12 months of a year, and all got the names with old people.
Did they? I was trying to get a hold of her because she had said that she would do what I just asked you to do, but she wasn't here.
She asked me to tell all the names of the month, and I told her, and she write it down.
It's hard to write down the Spokane language because it has some sounds that aren't in English.
Yeah, you know, but Spokane is a little different than. Kalispell Indian.
Uh-huh.
And it's different from the Cortland Indian.
A little bit different than Colville, too, I guess.
And Colville is different than Quick. And Nesperus is different than.
That's all different, huh? Yeah. Well.
Yeah, every tribe's got different language.
Have you seen, there's a new book out on the Spokane. Did you hear about that? Have you seen
it? Spokane, I know when I was beginning to become a, well, it's some kind of, they call them different.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, they didn't use the word Spokane.
That's the old timer people, they call it different.
Robert Ruby wrote a book about the Spokanes. He's got some stuff in there that you gave him, I guess. It's kind of interesting. It just came out. You might like to see it. I have it up there at my house. I'd like to share it with you, too, if you'd like to see it.
I knew one old man at the Upper Spokane. There's some young people here on the, they had some kind of meeting. There's many people in there. It's a purse out and put one $5. He said, I'm going to call some words. If you understand, you can have it. Some old people here. Well, they called what they were talking about. Nobody knows what it was.
So you say it is money, huh?
Yeah, same way as people. You know, they're spoken language, what they told to the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, any of you young people, if you understand, if you tell me what I said, you can have this $5. Nobody knows.
Well, it's a sad thing, though, in a way, that so many of the young kids don't know any of their own language, the Indian language. You know, that's been here for thousands of years. It's sad. I think the kids, well, I don't know, somehow you could make them want to do it. It would be a real good thing for them to give them a way of hooking on to the past. I think it would be good.
I know some words these young people they not understand.
Yeah.
Right. My old timer people's language.
Do you speak Spokane? Do you speak any other languages besides that?
Yes.
What else?
Spokane is you know some words they call three or four times different.
Uh-huh.
Same word, but they call them some different.
Well, did you pretty well give me all those the words that are on here?
Them in your book is all
look pretty good.
All Spokane language.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, that's all right. Well, I got you here, kind of captive. Could I ask you something else? Mr. Sam, we're making some film strips. I don't know if you know what that is. Do you know what a film strip is? It's a kind of like a photograph that's on a strip of film, and then you run it through a projector, and we're making some of Indian legends. And, Antoine gave me a few Indian stories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, like about coyote and some about, there's one about grizzly bear and crawdad, and he told me the story about how the salmon and the animals had a fight down at Little Falls. I bet you if you would do that sometime, you might be able to tell us some more good stories too. Do you think you could do that sometime for us, or would you do it for us sometime?
I remember one word. That's a... Well, the first people come around, some French people come early around here. And their language, they're different, you know. And the one I remember, I puzzled some to young people. I know the French language, but they use it with the Culver engine. I asked the people here, who can tell me what is a... Lissy-trou. Well, that's French language. Mm-hmm. But Colbert, they use them. It means squash.
Oh.
Squash. That's what they call Lissy-trou. And nobody knows now. Even the middle-aged people, they don't know what it
is. Sure. There's a lot of people that kind of descended from the French around here too, I guess. Got French names.
Well, I asked him, who knows Lissy-trou? Oh, you're just talking for funny. There's no name like that or something like that. I said, yes, it's language for early people. But Colbert used them. Lissy-trou, it means squash.
Yeah.
You know, the French language, they always begin from li.
A lot of times, yeah.
Yeah,
li. Means the.
Listen, li pomme, that means apples. Li pomme. Oh, you got...
Le pomme means the women.
Beginning is li.
Yeah.
Le bon, it's apples.
Yeah.
And le citron, it's squash.
Well,
and le carpeau, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
They always had first leave. This coffee, they call them le coffee. They call it different. All these persons, le coffee. But it's coffee.
Sure, well, it just means the.
They always call it le first. Le coffee, le coffee. Le pomme, it's apple. Le citron, it's squash.
Do you know what pomme de la terre means?
That's French language.
It means potato. It means apple of the apple of the earth. Earth apple, ground apple.
Well, if you've got something else more to ask, I can answer.
Well, all right, yeah.
Sometime,
huh? All right.
If you catch me home, I always not home. But Sunday I stay home to about 4 o'clock, and I press it down to John Wynn.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Let's maybe, if you could tell us some stories sometime.
Yeah, I can tell some stories.
About, you know, the animal stories or the Indian stories about Kaya Spilia and some of the other animal characters. I really like to get them down, and we'll pay you something for it, too.
Yeah.
Not very much, but we don't have very much. It's a school project, though, and it's
all right,
something for the kids. I don't know. You probably know a lot of those stories, don't you? Or do you?
No.
Do you know some coyote stories?
Oh yeah, I know some lot of story about coyote.
Yeah.
You know. Coyote is about the main boss.
Sure, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next Sunday, huh? Will you be around next Sunday?
You know, one young man said, I think Coyote is going to judge us when we die, because he's a great man on this country. But you priests been talking about priest is telling you about to save your life. No, Christ was born on the other side of the ocean. But Coyote was around here all night. He'd be the one to judge us for the last day.
That's a good point, I guess. Yeah. Well, that's very good. If you can get that down on tape too, if you gave me, I tried to. Well, this word that he's got here means abandon. Do you know what that is in Spokane? Abandon or leave maybe, or leave behind. Something like, well, or something like that. I don't know whether you can read that, what he has there for the Indian.
That would be like, well, or intact.
Would you say it again, what you said first?
Well, or intact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's veneer. Yeah, yeah. It's well. It's an insect.
Mm-hmm.
Insect, yeah. That's your word. Forget.
Mm-hmm.
Forget insect.
Okay. Yeah, that looks good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this one. Ache. To ache.
Ache?
Uh-huh. Like you have pain or something. It hurts.
Eight. Let's see. But she's got line, well, just like it's two words for that one.
Mm-hmm.
You're aching, well, it's Quistal me.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Quistal me.
Mm-hmm.
Tsaal. That's aching. Tsaal.
Tsaal.
Yeah, Tsaal.
Okay, I wonder what this is. It doesn't look like it has anything to do with that. It's like the clap or something. Mm. Looks up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word that makes sense to you?
No. Right.
How about this? An elder tree.
An elder tree?
Mm-hmm.
It's a
kukwal. Mm-hmm. Ah, it's a kukwal.
Okay.
The elder bears it. It's a quick, but it's on the bushes. It's a qual. It's a qual.
Okay. Alive.
In your greed.
Yeah. In your greed.
All right. Always.
Always. Always. Always. It's. Always advantage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Advantage. Advantage.
Okay.
Advantage.
Oh.
It's ya.
It's ya.
Okay. See, there's a light behind you, but I don't think that'll do anything.
No,
there.
It does, but make a difference
with
the light, it
does
my glasses.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you move the hat and we can move over closer a bit. This is animal.
Animals. Huihua yul.
Okay. Would you say it again?
Huihua yul.
Okay. Ankle.
Ankle is right here.
Oh, you mean, yeah. That's what you're machine. That's what you're machine. That's what you're machine.
Okay. And. A little ant. Shuhuya. All right. Antelope.
And look, stan.
There's that word there.
Stan.
It's almost...
Stan, yes, stan.
Antler.
What is it?
It's a horn. Deer horn, ain't it?
A deer horn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see.
What do you call it?
Yeah, deer horn. That's mm-hmm. another way to say it.
A chameen.
Oh, yeah. Chameen.
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 Chameen, yeah.
Appaloosa.
Mammon.
Mammon. Appaloosa. Mammon, all them.
Apple.
You know, apple doesn't have any Indian word. They say apple.
Well, it's apples.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
apples. Yeah, apples.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a word from the...
Apelsalco.
Oh, that's apple tree, huh? That's
yeah, it's apelsalco. Apelsalco.
Mm-hmm.
Approach.
What you pronounced?
Chisachan.
Chisachan.
Yeah, Chisachan. Chisachan.
Okay. Arm.
Aschuachan. Aschuachan.
Aschuachan.
Okay. Aschuachan.
Yeah, armpit.
Right here.
Asna. I see. You what you call Asna? Asin Chamachan.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, in Chamachan.
Okay.
Asin Chamachan.
Arrow.
Arrow. Maybe it has a bow and arrow, but the arrow.
Tapameen. Yeah, tapameen.
See, like that, it doesn't pronounce correct. No, there's
yeah,
a
do,
oh,
there.
Yeah, there's a
yeah, tapameen.
I was looking way up here.
Yeah, all right. Ashes, yeah.
Kullameen. Kullameen.
Okay. And.
Shuhuyas.
Shuhuyas.
If you're talking about your aunt, I guess. And if Antoine is talking about his aunt.
Oh.
Does he say something different?
Oh, yeah, like me, I'd say Kaka. And Antoine, what would you call it if you had an aunt?
Ah, aunt.
Mm-hmm. Well, like me,
yeah.
I'd say Kaka, but with a man.
Yeah.
Is it the same?
And Kaka?
Yeah, it's the same.
K-A-X-E. K-A-X-E.
Kaka? Kaka.
Kache.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Kache,
yeah.
And?
Mm-hmm.
Awaken. Kich.
Step.
Awaken, you're awaken. Kich.
Ah. No, no, kich. Kich.
You're hard.
Kich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kich.
Just your tongue.
Okay.
Autumn.
Autumn.
Hey.
Che-ay. Che-ay.
Che-ay. See, that's almost pronounced.
S-H-A. Yes,
che-ay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shillameen. Shillameen.
That's A. Shillameen. That's just a short word there, but it's a long one.
Yeah, shillameen.
Well, look at that, though. The ankle.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's really the hardest
yeah.
one. That's really got a lot of... Does that have little parts in it that mean different things? Like ankle.
Step, touche, step.
Ankle, right?
Yes. Let's see, it's got any other, I wonder if it's got any other, no? I don't think so. It's got chimmachines. You end with your chimmachines. Yeah, I think that's only one
I think
word.
It takes the whole word there.
It's called chim, S-C-H.
I-C-H-M, with Jim.
Those upside down U's, that's a U sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you stand this?
Oh, yeah.
This is really interesting, I think. Baby.
Oh, get it. Oh, get it.
Oh,
get it.
Right. Back. You're back here.
Yeah, I'm in Chimichin. In Chimichin.
Okay.
That's
boom.
Awesome.
And Ashram. Ashram.
Awesome.
Yeah, Ashram.
I better not get this all messed up. Day.
Day.
You're bad.
Day.
A badger.
Badger, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean them animals, badger?
Yeah.
It's Sikhoyehutsh.
Oh,
yeah. Sikhoyehutsh. 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 It's just like Sikhoyehutsh.
Alright. And you can say Sikhoyehutsh or you can say Sikhoyehutsh.
Sikhoyehutsh.
S-I-X.
S-I-X.
W-I-X. Sikhoyehutsh. Leave the S out.
It starts with an E.
Yeah.
Does it mean anything different if it starts with a S? Like if you say the word for sleep, if you say or you say does it make a difference?
Like
if you're asleep and someone would say
It's the itchy, but if you're waking, it sounds a little different. Oh yeah, basket.
Would you say it again now, please? Looks wrong, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Basket. Don't you? That's a different. Well, there's some about two, or three different kind of baskets.
All right. Well, here's a berry basket.
Oh yeah, yam kwa.
Yeah, that's the Indian.
Yam kwa.
That's the Indian.
That's,
Indian
basket. Yeah.
Right.
Basket for berries, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a yamahua.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he must not have all the baskets on there then. He just has two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more
there's
than that?
There's another one. There's another one here.
Basket for cradle and for baby.
Yeah.